extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good.
That is great to hear. We're diving back into the world of coffee today with a true expert. We've talked about various types of coffee specialties. We've talked about the weird and wonderful world of latte art. Yeah. And now we're doing coffee you can make at home. And I'm pleased to hear that we're talking about the humble French press today.
Yes, we're talking about the French press, also known as the cafetiera, or also known as the plunger. So lots of names, lots of different stories on how it was first invented as well. So
I've never even thought about
neither
that.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why is it called a French press?
Yeah, true.
So in the 18, so I've got a little bit of the history. Legend has it is that in the 1850s, a French man was traveling through Italy, and he was brewing some coffee over with a pot in an open fire. He forgot to add the coffee in the pot and decided to add the coffee in later. So it was like floating on the top. So he had to find a way to push all the grinds down to save the water and the coffee as well. So he went to an Italian merchant, bought a metal screen filter, and used a stick to push the grinds down. And they both shared the coffee, and apparently that was how the French press was born.
Oh my
I love
goodness.
The idea of that story being like, he went and bought a special custom screen and then he shoved it down with a stick. Yeah. It's like, here we go. It was a beautiful blend of highbrow and lowbrow, which is how I feel drinking a nice French press. That's quite a good backstory.
I mean, that's one of the stories. There's multiple out there. The one I really like is that it was first used as a tool to separate tomato juice.
Oh, true.
From mashed up tomatoes for Italian cooking. So,
My goodness.
Yeah, I quite like that story too.
Yeah, that one works as well. I'm thinking about maybe trying that out sometime. I think my flatmates probably wouldn't be stoked if they saw me doing that with the coffee plunger at home. Okay, so there's a couple of origins there.
There's a couple of origins, and I guess it was not until the 1930s where it became a patent design and it was a proper brewing apparatus for coffee. Do we brew coffee at home? Do we brew plunger at home?
I do too. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sometimes a stovetop, but usually a plunger.
Plunger, and I'm occasionally instant, but I feel embarrassed saying that in front of a coffee expert.
No
shame in here. No shame in here.
Okay, so I'll tell you why I guess the plunger is very underrated in the coffee world, and it's probably the most accessible and most approachable coffee brewing tools out there. And what's great about it is that because it's so minimal in the way it brews coffee, it's almost one of the best ways to have the truest representation of your coffee flavor.
Oh, true. Okay.
If you think about it, it's just a vessel that contains hot water and ground coffee that sits over a prolonged amount of time, and you're literally just pushing it down to the bottom so then you can get to the liquid.
Okay, yep, that is basic.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Just get all the flavor.
Yeah, there's no filter paper, etc. So the pro and cons to brewing a plunger is that the pro is, because of that prolonged brewing time, probably one of the longest times you can brew coffee for, that allows you to develop more of its body and it's more of its tactile kind of attributes. So more of that heaviness. So when people go, oh, this is a heavy bodied coffee, it means that it's quite syrupy and it lingers on your palate for a long time.
Yeah.
As opposed to a light bodied coffee. So it's like quite crisp and very clean.
I'm following. I'm trying to imagine, I'm getting a syrupy coffee in my head and I'm thinking of like a Turkish coffee, but I do know what you're saying with
it's based on viscosity. So it's almost like drinking milk or water.
Wow. Right? Okay. Yeah, I do. I follow.
Cool. So that's the pro in plunger. And I guess the con that a lot of people have, especially in the higher end of the specialty spectrum, is that the mesh filters aren't fine enough. So a lot of fine particles end up going into your cup, and that's why you end up with a muddy coffee. So
I see.
There's a little bit of pros and cons. However, if you have a good coffee grinder, it will limit the amount of fines going into your plunger as well. So then you can always balance this out.
So it's about having all the right gear, not just having the like right time and everything, but you've got to have a good grinder as well.
Good grinder, good beans, and your brewing apparatus is probably the least variable that you could have, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that doesn't really matter so much.
No.
It's all the other bits.
Yeah.
What is, we've got a question from someone, what is the perfect time length to leave a plunger for? Because I feel like there's a lot of different opinions out there. How long should you leave the coffee before you push the little thing down?
Okay, so there's no definitive answer. I'm sorry, listener. Because depending on your grind size and the type of coffee you're using, its age and its roast level, they all extract at different rates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's the general rule of thumb.
Okay, cool. Okay,
because plungers are brewed for at least 3 minutes, between 3 to 5 minutes is the ideal brewing time for plungers because of the grind size that you're using. And it's relatively large, similar to coarse sea salt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because it's large, it takes longer for the surface area to extract the soluble components out of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So between 3 to 5 minutes is ideal. Using water that's just off the boil. So anything above 93 degrees Celsius to about 98 degrees Celsius.
Wow, so not literally boiling. Just not under.
Just under boiling. Yeah. I hope that helps. Okay,
yeah,
so
that totally does.
Why is there no definitive answer? Because of different extraction rates, but also because coffee grinds, if you think about it, it's almost like going through osmosis, right? It's releasing its soluble flavors into liquid. So over a prolonged amount of time, it will slow down its extraction rate. So it will actually hardly ever really over-extract.
Okay, so you can't really make it wrong. You can maybe make it underdone, but not overdone so much.
Yeah, it'll be very hard to make it overdone unless you're using super dark roasted coffee, really boiling water, and really fine grinds.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm following.
Is there like an amount, like how many tablespoons would you put in? Or is that also different depending on the coffee?
Very good question.
Oh, thank you.
So there is, for filter coffee brewing, there's always an ideal, or in the coffee world, we call it the golden brew ratio.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and that is 1 gram of coffee to 16.6 grams of water.
Oh my God.
That is so scientific. Okay. How does that translate into, like, I'm just whacking this in the pot, I've got 10 minutes to go to work?
Okay, so 1 tablespoon roughly equates to 7 grams of coffee. So if you go with 3 tablespoons, it's about a mug of water. So So if it's 21 grams of coffee, it's about 300 grams of water.
Oh, true. So is that, I'm trying to, 300 grams, would that be a plunger worth-ish?
So a plunger, like if you're talking about a 1 liter plunger,
yep.
60 grams of coffee, 1 liter of water.
Uh-huh. Okay,
there we
all
go.
Right.
So, honestly, math's not my strong suit, so I appreciate you breaking it down like that, Sam. Someone says if you stir the granules before plunging, it spreads them out and doesn't clog the plunger up at the beginning of your plunge. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, do you stir the granules? Mm,
yeah, so it depends on, I guess, your brewing recipe, but stirring it is very good. It does allow the clumps to separate, allows for more even extraction, and yes, it doesn't block the mesh filter.
Okay.
Someone else says the most important part is having the best mug. I do agree. Does coffee taste different to you if you have a mug that you like don't like?
Do you have a favorite mug? Do you want like my personal opinion or the scientific opinion?
Give me your personal one.
Okay, personal. Yes, favorite mug. Heaps of difference. Like, yeah. Because it changes like your daily ritual, right? Like,
totally.
The scientific method is that, yes, the color, the shape, the weight of your vessel does affect your perception of flavor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so in coffee competitions, etc., like the weight and the color will change your perceived flavor profile of acidity and sweetness.
That's crazy.
And tactile experience.
I fully thought you were just going to say, no, it doesn't make any difference. That's so interesting that it does. I would now like to know everybody's favourite coffee mugs. Text them into 5395. The sillier the better. I would like to hear about it. Sam, thank you very much for bringing us how to make the best plunger coffee this morning. I will be rearranging my coffee routine when I get home, I reckon. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
Thank you for having me.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.